Last week, marketing major Taryn Terrell was a junior at the University of New Orleans. That campus was situated on the edge of Lake Pontchartrain near the 17th Street levee, which was breached on Monday. This week, Ms. Terrell said that UNO
doesn't exist. It's underwater.
When you ended classes on Friday before the hurricane, did you have any idea that Katrina was coming?
No, we have missed every big hurricane that has come through. So we did not even discuss being off of school. Friday, I went to class. We were given our assignments for Monday and fully expected to be back in class.
We reached you in Baton Rouge. At what point did you get to Baton Rouge?
We rode out the entire hurricane.
Oh, my goodness. Were you at school?
No, we were at my fiancé's house with my parents, right north of New Orleans.
Okay.
In Slidell, Louisiana. I was actually laying in bed. I was so scared because all you could hear was just the house cracking and things falling against the house. And it was just, the weather was furious. And finally, the hurricane had passed. It was still windy outside and the weather was still bad, but it was fine. We were like celebrating. We were excited because we had a generator. We had electricity. We were just thrilled. And then I looked out the window and I saw that there was a lake in the front yard. And at that point, water started to pour into the house. And we just decided we have to get out of here. So we got in the car, and we were able to cut ourselves out of the neighborhood. And we just drove to Baton Rouge because at that point, there were state troopers saying, get out, you know, get out now. It's going to get worse.
When you said you cut your way out of the neighborhood, what do you mean?
My fiancé took a chainsaw and cut his way about 2 miles because there's trees down and telephone poles. And he just cut every single tree and telephone pole so we could actually drive a car through and get out of the neighborhood.
What happens to your college education if your university is drowned?
I wish I knew, to tell you the truth. I wish I knew. We, you know, there's thousands of us. We all don't know what to do. LSU came out yesterday with a press release, and they said that UNO plans to try and offer electronic courses starting in October. But who knows if that's going to be true? I mean, nobody knows at this point where New Orleans is going to be in October. So, you know, they're telling us to transfer to other universities. Now, the Tennessee universities are accepting registered students, but then do you just pick up and leave?
Taryn Terrell, she was a junior at the University of New Orleans. She lives in Slidell, and she is now at her grandmother's house in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Taryn, thanks for talking to us.
No problem.